I have caused my own grief, Richard whispered. I must suffer the consequences of my own actions. I cannot make others pay for what I have caused, intentionally or not. Richard hung the stone of tears back around his own neck. Dark and Roll came to his feet in alarm.
Richard, you don't know what you're saying. Punish me! Hang the stone around my neck! Have your vengeance!
Richard turned partway toward the center of the Garden of Life and held out his hand. The round, skrin bone in the pool of blue fire hurtled to his palm. His magic protected him. He held the skrin bone up high. In the grip of rage, in the grip of calm, he called the power onward. It erupted from his fist. Lightning, yellow and hot, shot forth into Dark and Roll. Lightning, black and cold, shot forth into Dark and Roll. They twisted together in the unleashed wrath of the skrin. A ripple of total darkness swept across the room, and when it lifted, the lightning and Dark and Roll were gone. The skrin bone felt cool in his fist. The green light from the box glowed brighter, making the room hum. Richard pulled the stone of tears from his neck. The leather thong fell away as the stone turned to black in his palm. Richard thrust out his hand. The stone of tears flew to the green light, floating in it a moment, rotating in the beam. The green light faded as the stone of tears sank toward the box, becoming transparent until it passed from existence. The beacon of green light vanished, plunging the Garden of Life into silence. Richard held the skrin bone out in his fist, and once again the twin lightning erupted, thundering across the distance. Flashes of white-hot light and ice-cold blackness washed over him. When it ended, and silence rang in his ears once more, the three boxes sat on the altar. Each was closed. Richard knew they could not be opened again without the book, and the book existed only in his head. The boxes of Orden and the gateway they represented would remain closed for all time. Richard heard a metallic snap. He felt something brush at his neck, felt something fall at his feet. He looked down to see the collar, the Radahan, on the ground. It was off his neck. He was free of it. The pain, too, was gone. He felt his chest. The scar was gone. In the silence, Richard stood dazed. He wasn't sure what had just happened. He didn't know how he had done it. It was over. For him, everything was over. Kaelin was going to die this day. And then he was running. The day wasn't over yet. As he emerged from the doors of the Garden of Life, the five Mord Sith surrounded him. He ignored them as he ran. In the corridor beyond, a sweaty, dirty General Trimac waited with hundreds of men just as grimy-looking. Many were bloody. With a cacophony of clanging armor and weapons, the men, as far as he could see down the smoky corridor, fell to their knees, fists clapped to hearts. General Trimac returned to his feet. As he took three long strides toward Richard, Kara moved protectively in front of him.
"Get out of my way, woman!"
Kara didn't budge.
"No one touches Lord Roll.
I'm his protection just as much as..." "Stop it, both of you!"
Kara relaxed and stepped to the side. General Trimac gripped Richard by the shoulders.
"Lord Roll, you've done it. It took a long time, but you did it."
"Done what? What do you mean it took a long time?"
His eyebrows lifted.
"You've been in there most of the day."
Richard's breath faltered.
"What?"
"We fought them fiercely for hours, but we were being pushed back. We were outnumbered 10 or 15 to 1. Then you sent the lightning. I've never seen anything like it. Wizard Zorander told me that the palace is a huge power spell drawn on the ground of the plateau, drawn to protect and give power to the Lord Roll. I never would have believed it until I saw it myself. The whole of the palace was alive with lightning. It flickered through every wall in the place. Every one of those bastard generals who was loyal to Dark and Roll was cut down by the lightning. Their troops who fought on were ripped apart by it, too. Those who laid down their weapons and joined us were unharmed."
Richard didn't know what to say.
"I'm glad, General, but I can't take credit.
I was in there the whole time. I'm not even sure what I did in there, much less what happened out here. We are the steel against steel. You did your part. You were the Lord Rawl, the magic against magic. We are all proud of you.
General Trammack gave Richard a clap on the shoulder.
Whatever you did, you must have chosen right.
Richard put his fingers to his forehead, trying to think.
What time is it? Like I said, you were in there most of the day while we fought out here. It's near to late afternoon.
Richard clutched at his chest.
I have to go.
He started running. Everyone charged off after him. Before long, he was confused by the huge converging halls. He slid to a stop on the slick marble floor and turned to Kara at his hip.
Which way?
To where, Lord Rawl?
Where I came in, the fastest way.
Follow us, Lord Rawl.
Richard ran behind the five moored Sith. Behind him came what seemed to be the entire army of the palace. The racket of all the armor and boots echoed off the walls and ceilings high overhead. Columns, arches, staircases, devotion squares, and intersections of halls flew past. They raced down halls and downstairs. Richard was winded when nearly an hour later he went through the doors between the giant columns and out into the cold air. Soldiers poured out behind. He ran down the steps, four at a time. Scarlet lay on her side in the snow, the glossy red scales rising and falling with her labored breathing.
Scarlet, you're still alive!
Richard rubbed her snout. I was so worried.
Richard, I see you have managed to survive. It must not have been as difficult as you thought.
She struggled to give a dragon's grin. It faded.
I'm sorry, my friend, but I cannot fly.
My wing is injured.
I tried, but until it is healed, I'm afraid I'm stuck on the ground.
Richard shed a tear on her snout.
I understand, my friend. You got me here.
You saved the world of life.
You are a heroine more noble than any in history.
Will you be all right? Will you be able to fly again? She managed a weak laugh.
I will fly again, but not for a month or so. I will recover. It is not so bad as it seems.
Richard turned to the officers behind.
Scarlet is my friend. She has saved us all. I want you to bring her food, whatever she needs until she is recovered. Protect her as you would me.
Fists went to hearts. Richard grabbed the general's arm.
I need a horse, a strong horse, right now, and I need to know how to get to Adendrill.
The general turned.
Get a strong horse, now! You, go get maps to Adendrill for Lord Rawl.
Men started running. Richard turned back to the dragon.
I'm so sorry you're suffering, Scarlet.
Scarlet's chuckle rumbled deep in her throat.
The injury is not so painful. Look over there, around the side.
Her head, at the end of her long neck, followed him around. Richard was astonished to see an egg nestled in a crook of her tail. A big yellow eye peered at him.
I just gave birth. That is most of my weakness. Just as well I'm to be aground.
She played fire over the egg. Tenderly, she stroked her talons over it. As Richard watched, he thought about the beauty of life and how happy he was that others could continue to have it. But the vision of the falling axe kept playing over and over in his head. He couldn't stop the horror of it. His hands shook. It could be happening at that very moment. His breathing came in ragged pulls. At last, a man came running with a map. He held it out and pointed.
Here, Lord Rawl, is Adendrill. This is the fastest route, but it will still take you several weeks.
Richard stuffed the map in his shirt as another soldier galloped up on the horse. Richard retrieved his pack and bow from the snow where they had fallen when Scarlet had come to ground. General Trimac held the reins to the muscular horse while Richard quickly lashed his things to the saddle.
There is food in the saddlebags. When will you return, Lord Rawl?
Richard's mind was in a fog, racing in a thousand directions at once. All he could see was the axe falling. He leapt up into the saddle.
I don't know. When I can. Carry on until then, and continue to guard the Garden of Life. Don't let anyone go in there. Safe return, Lord Rawl. Our hearts are with you.
Fists went to chests as he urged the powerful horse into a gallop and charged at full speed through the huge gates that stood open for him. Chapter 69. Richard cursed under his breath when the horse dropped dead under him. He picked himself up when he had stopped rolling through the snow and started pulling his things off the lifeless, lathered beast. He felt an ache of sorrow for the horse. It had given him everything it had. He had lost count of how many horses had died under him. Some simply stumbled to a stop and refused to move anymore. Some dropped to a walk and would run no more. Some gave everything until their hearts quit. Richard had known he was being too hard on them and had tried to pace them, but he simply could not bring himself to go slow enough. When a horse died or quit running, he managed to find another. Some owners were reluctant to sell, thinking they would haggle with him. Richard threw a fistful of gold at them and took the horse. He was near dead with exhaustion himself. He had slept and eaten little. Sometimes he had walked while his mount recovered. When he had had to find a new horse, he had run. Richard hoisted the pack onto his back and started trotting off. It had been 2 weeks since he had left Tahara. He knew he had to be close to Adendrill. The fact that it was 2 weeks past winter solstice somehow didn't seem as important as his rush to reach Galen. It somehow seemed to him that if he could hurry fast enough, it would save her, that if he put in his best effort, it would somehow make time wait for him. He could not accept that he was too late. He came to a panting halt at the top of a rise in the road. Ahead, in the sparkling sunlight, lay Adendrill. On the wall of mountains to the far side of the city, he could see the gray walls of the wizard's keep. Richard ran on through the snow.